We welcome our guest to the Gospel Spotlight, Bev Johnson. Bev, how are you?
I am great. How about yourself?
I am doing great myself. Let's talk about It's In You. It's your new single, and it's going to be your new project. It's In You. What is that all about?
It's In You. Of course, it is. This is my sophomore CD. The feature single is It's In You. And it's pretty much telling a story about a woman, which is me, that loves God and understands that her rest in God and understands that there is nothing possible without having him in her life. And so that was the first song that I wanted to come first because it really demonstrates who Bev Johnson is in Christ.
Being a praise and worship singer, how do you prepare yourself for praise and worship?
Well, praise and worship comes with prayer and dedication and really into the part of worship, knowing who you're praising and what your worship is about, which is our Lord God, Savior, and Jesus Christ. And so the worship part is to worship him and honor him and adore him and give him praise and honor. And that is something that I love doing. And so that's why I specialize in praise and worship, because we serve a mighty God and he needs to be known. His presence needs to be around us. And for us to do that, we have to give him glory and honor through our praise and our worship.
Being a gifted artist with a great voice, great anointed voice, when did you know this is what you wanted to do?
I have been singing ever since I was 5 years old. So I had a calling on my life at a very early age. So as I grew up and, you know, grew up, went to elementary, junior high school, college, I always was singing, always. But the call to stand out and to really promote praise and worship came back in 2009 when I birthed my first praise and worship CD, live CD. That's when God really had put it on me that this is something that he really wanted me to do and to go forward with. And so in saying that, I have accepted my call as being an evangelist as well. So it's praise and worship, also evangelizing the goodness of Jesus Christ. So the calling came strong in 2009.
You've done background vocals for Dr. Bobby Jones, Beverly Crawford, the late Orlando Draper, all of these different people. Let's start with Dr. Bobby Jones. How was it to do background vocals for him?
Well, it was a phenomenal thing. It was early on in life. It was the church that I worshiped at the time. I was a part of a awesome choir by Green Hill Missionary Baptist Church. And the half of the choir would go to Nashville because at that time we were stationed. My husband was military. We were stationed in Fortville, Tennessee, which is a town maybe about 45-minute drive from Nashville. We just always, when Dr. Bobby Jones had anything, his different choirs, the community choirs or whatever, we was just always involved in it. So myself and along with some others sung along with him. At that time, Beverly Crawford was a part of Bobby Jones. And so that's how I got to sing with her, because she was with Bobby Jones at that particular time before she even stepped out as an artist by herself.
The late Orlando Draper.
Through Green Hill Missionary Baptist Church. I met him. He used to come and do workshops, and I was blessed to do background vocals with him.
Talking about the project, which will be out next year, upcoming 2015, It's In You. What can we expect?
We can expect really just a phenomenal project. Again, this is my sophomore project, so it's another level. It's another level in me. Spiritually, it's another level in me as an artist. It's another level in me and working with one of the best music producers in the gospel business, which is Minister Isaiah Thomas. So all around, it's just a step up. And this is just where God is taking me. He's moving me forward. So you would expect another level in Bev Johnson in Jesus Christ.